Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey, and this is Saturday. This last week, I took one of the most fascinating trips in a very, very long time. And I took some snapshots to share with you. And I will during today's visit. Right now, page 2. This next is partly personal. They called him Rhodey, though I never could. He was born on a farm near Union Furnace, Ohio. And after school, and sometimes before, he hauled logs from his father's sawmill behind an old blind mule and drove a spike team in a coal mine. He was overhearing black railroad gangs singing while they worked when he discovered music, because they sang with a special tempo for every mood. Simply by changing their rhythm, they could make their labor hard or easy. They could make themselves sad or happy. Well, he grew up to become Homer Alvin Rhodehaver. A generation before the microphone, he was the pioneer inventor of sacred songs. As song leader for evangelist Billy Sunday, he and his trombone and his robust baritone voice taught us, U.S., to brighten the corner where you are. And there is some of what he learned in those road gang spirituals in the song Walk with the King, evolving into one of the most loved men who ever lived. His personal favorite song was If Your Heart Keeps Right, the refrain of which promises behind every cloud a rainbow if your heart keeps right. He emblazoned rainbows on every aspect of his professional and personal life. There was a rainbow on his necktie. There was a rainbow woven into the carpet of his office floor. Even the napkins and the dishes in his eventual Winona Lake, Indiana residence, Rainbow Cottage on Rainbow Point, were decorated with rainbows. His first record company was called Rainbow Records. During his 20 years traveling with the Billy Sunday ministry, what caused Homer Rhodehaver the most sadness was a sight which bedevils you and me today. Aimless young truants on street corners with nothing to do and no place to go, distracting themselves with mischief. It was during his semi-retirement years in Winona Lake that he bought a 1,000-acre ranch near Palatka, Florida. His cattle wore the Rainbow brand. Well, that ranch was and still is the living legacy of this great encourager of his generation. It is now and in perpetuity Rhodehaver's Boys Ranch. I want to take you there for a little visit. First, page 3. We were talking about Rhodehaver's Boys Ranch in Florida. It's a working ranch home for 50 otherwise homeless boys from across Florida and across the nation. These are boys between 7 and 18 who, for whatever reason, just have no place else to go. In a stable, loving, disciplined environment, each boy has a job. He may be suited for tending horses or cattle or vehicle maintenance or gardening. 50 years since the ranch began, I'm discovering Rhodehaver's Boys Ranch. I'm exploring the St. John's River this last weekend. I'm enjoying the swimming pool and the baseball field and the corrals and the hundreds of acres of woodland, fishing, canoeing, camping. Oh, my goodness. Yes, there's also time for play at Boys Ranch. But no boy ever leaves the ranch without having also learned the fun of work and the value of working together. Broken boys are repaired at the ranch. Better, their slogan says, to build boys rather than to mend men. And with no government funding, federal, state, or local, boys even learn to behave. The front gate never closes. Anybody's welcome anytime. The boys live in cottages, 10 boys and a husband and wife team of surrogate parents to help with guidance and homework. The cottage family attends church together. Often the cottage parents are former missionaries, school teachers, pastors. What does a ranch give a boy that a jailhouse can't give him? Three things, I think. Self-respect. They learn that doing something constructive is just more fun. And enough graduates of the ranch return time to time to remind them all that it pays, and behind every cloud is a rainbow if your heart keeps right. Rejoin me at the ranch after page 4. My weekend at the ranch, it never stopped raining. But in Sand Hill, Florida, that means good crops and no fires. I brought back some snapshots. Here's a snapshot of the ranch chapel. Rustic elegance. Behind the pulpit is an enormous stained glass window showing what? This enormous stained glass window in the chapel shows Jesus in his carpenter shop teaching his trade to three young boys. Here's a snapshot of Jake and Jamie, two big old mostly something else dogs which shared my shelter on the wide porch of the ranch lodge. And here's a picture of the mile-wide James River and the ranch waterfront where we launched our bass boats. In 1864, the Battle of Forest Landing was fought right about here. This one with the ranch boys. We're sharing ice cream, homemade in three flavors. Here's a row of old cars. These old cars folks have donated, and the boys fix them up and resell them. The boys who want to can become highly skilled mechanics at Boys Ranch. The ranch fences, you see, are arrow straight and bowstring tight. Here's one of several gardens. These are acres of vineyards where that good purple grape jelly comes from. This ancient sawmill over here and the cider press are mostly to teach how tedious those chores used to be. I have to confess that rain is not my happiest environment. Never has been. But it makes those Florida folks happy to have some rain after a long and protracted drought and related fires and all kinds of agricultural problems. Well, it's been raining day after day, night after night, pouring rain. And yet, you know, there was not one meal with the ranch folks, men and boys, not one meal, but what the table blessing included, thanks for the rain. And before I knew it, by George, I found myself enjoying and celebrating the rain. The ranch house where I slept has a porch that reaches all from here to yonder. Great big old porch, big old rocking chairs, and a metal roof. I got up earlier than need be to rock on that porch while the rain pounded out a timpani concert overhead. We city folks miss so much. Most any ranch house has a tin-top carport to provide shelter from the wet and a therapeutic lullaby at sleep time. I found myself wishing that all of my family could be sharing this experience from Boys Ranch. A prayer is a local call. Homer Rodehaver's primary mission field was right here at home. Let me run that by again, because so often I think sometimes today's missionaries may overshoot the mark. Homer Rodehaver's primary mission field was spawned when he saw those homeless boys on street corners. So he applied his resources in perpetuity right here at home to create for idle American boys a home away from homelessness and a long way away from the mean streets. Well, Mr. Rodehaver, sir, you sure enough did, and generations of boys are forever in your debt.